This is After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud Talk Radio, which is always playing some of the most insightful political talk radio in the world. We are available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. As always, you can also check out AmericaOutLoud.com for the full archive of shows and hard-hitting articles. Make sure you head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out all the great content on the website. So many great shows besides ours, Monday through Friday, After Dark with Rob and Andrew. You know, we hear a lot from our listeners about how frustrated they are at the election fraud taking place across the country. Cheat by mail, ballot harvesting, voting machines, weeks to determine the winner of an election, and so many other things that have ruined the American people's trust in free and fair elections. President Trump had an unprecedented amount of support, and they expected us to believe this old, out-of-touch plagiarist with a history of polling at 1% was the most popular president of all times. I remember the good old days when we had low gas prices, low energy bills, low inflation, low food prices, low unemployment, and a secure border. That all took 10 months to turn around. I can't even imagine how much damage Joe Biden will do in the next 3 years. But that's exactly why we're going to bring on Rhonda Furin tonight, who ran for governor in the state of California. A lot of people had questions on what happened in that election. We're looking forward to getting Rhonda Furin's take on exactly that. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Andrew. And as you said, we remember those days. Those days are long gone. And while people might get tired of President Trump and others talking about election fraud, we have to keep talking about it until it's corrected. And conservatives of all people should want to get to the bottom of it. I mean, it's one thing to say that it did exist, move on, but it's an entirely different thing to say it existed, and this is what we're going to do. And now we see that in California, Governor Newsom, who was up for recall, people didn't vote for him. I don't understand why they didn't vote for him. A lot of people are mad that we're talking about it, and they said, well, you're blaming the voters. It wasn't the voters, it was fraud. Okay, what are you going to do about the fraud? Why didn't you get Newsom out of office? I mean, when you look at the numbers, all you had to do was, okay, do you want to recall him? Yes. And then as far as who you're going to vote for Mickey Mouse. just get him out of the office. Now, just going back to election fraud, and we're going to talk about this more when Rhonda comes on, but people, if the governor has decided that you can continue with mail-in ballots and they're going to have drop boxes, what do you think the heck he's doing? He's saying, let anybody vote. Let all the people coming across from Mexico vote. Let all the people from Haiti vote. Let the people from Afghanistan vote. Let everyone who doesn't belong here vote. Voting is the most sacred thing that we have in this country for American citizens. And some of you don't even take advantage of it. You don't even vote if your candidate didn't win. You don't vote if you don't like the person's last name. You got to change that. Because what the Democrats are looking to do is to allow anyone and everyone to come here and vote. Because their whole thing is, we're all immigrants anyway, so why don't we vote? There is no other country in this world that operates that way. No other country in this world that sees voting that way. Let anyone vote. If an American come here, let them vote. No, they will keep you from voting. But in America, liberals, socialists, they want everyone to vote. And then they'll say, well, we're all immigrants anyway. We've got to dispel that rumor. And I've talked about this before. I'm an American. Born and bred an American. Andrew is an American. My ancestors, as far back as I can look, are Americans. I don't care if they were brought over here as slaves. They're Americans now. Okay? We're all Americans. Dispel the rumor that we're all immigrants. Because if you want to say that, you can say that about every country in the world. Okay? Let's just dispel it. But again, we need to get beyond that. And we do need to look into election fraud. And we should not allow people or states to continue with this ridiculous mail-in ballots, because this actually is, it's actually cheating ballots. Let's just be honest, Andrew. That's what it is. I mean, that's my position on it.
Yeah, and it's not just mail-in ballots. It's this ballot harvesting that has got to go. People should not be allowed to go door to door and collect ballots and turn them in a big group. In California, there is even a story about this guy who was arrested. He had methamphetamine, cocaine, and right along with all the drugs, he had hundreds and hundreds of ballots in his trunk. It's like, what would a drug dealer be doing with all these ballots other than selling them? It seems pretty obvious what is going on here.
Right. If he's carting votes in the back of his car, and you know, Andrew, we encounter that every election cycle, people with votes or ballots in their trucks, finding them in their closet, up under the bed. How the heck did ballots get up under your bed? That is the reason why people need to get their butts up and out and vote, stand in line. Because all this finding votes in Uncle Sue's closet, in a handbag, and we found some in the woods. And it's always Democrats finding these votes. Votes up under a table that we can pull out and swap in. We do the mail-in ballots and we see how many we got, then we can make up votes. It has to stop. That should be the most sacred thing that we're looking at. And we should want people to look at it and analyze it to make certain that the people who voted, they are the right individuals that should vote. Because if we open up our votes and let anyone vote, then China is going to start casting votes. They're going to start running candidates that's going to support their causes. I mean, think about it. That could happen. China could very easily have someone who was born here, a Chinese, that they allowed to come here. Because, you know, at one point, they were paying people to come and their kids born in America. That kid raised up in America. Years later, that kid is running for office. With China's agenda in place. Well, some would say, oh, that's so far-fetched. No, it is not far-fetched. Would you think that dead people would vote? How far-fetched is that? So you really need to look at this. And we really need to make certain that we have voter integrity. That should be at the top of the list. Republicans have got to stop talking about it and do something about it. How do we ensure voter integrity? And I would say to my fellow conservatives, and to Republicans, not going to the polls to vote because you think that there's malfeasance is not the answer. That's what they want you to do. They want you to sit out and not vote. They want you to be disgruntled and think that the elections are going to be all complete with fraud so that you don't go. But you have to prove them wrong. Stand in line and vote. If you can, don't do absentee voting. Go to the polls and vote. And if they tell you you have already voted, immediately go to the police. Immediately get the person's name. And don't make up lies. Be truthful. Because I know sometimes we can get caught in the moment and say, well, I'm going to lie and no one will ever know. No, we will know. Especially when it involves a conservative. They will hunt you down to dispel what you're saying and to prove you wrong. So make certain that you're being truthful, but by all means, get out there and vote. Don't wait. I don't care how hot it is. You get your water, you bring your water with you. If you're hypoglycemic and you have to eat, bring your carrots, bring your chips, bring your crackers. But get out there and stand in line and get there early in the morning and know when you're supposed to vote and know your voting site. Don't give it up for chance. Because that's what they want you to do so that they can cheat. Vote, 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 and make certain you know what you're doing.
Yeah, when we take back the House and Senate in 2022, I think the American people are going to have their eyes on the Republicans and what they do about this voter integrity. We badly need to take this back into control, get rid of this mail-in voting, get rid of the ballot harvesting, and mandatory voter ID. That is what so many people want. It is very popular among the American people, is to just have to show your ID to vote. You have to show your ID to do basically anything else in society. If you have a job to cash your check, you need an ID. To get on an airplane, you need an ID. Why do you not need an ID to vote. It makes absolutely no sense. And then this narrative that voter ID is somehow racist is completely hogwash. Rob, you're Black, and you've mentioned several times that when you hear that narrative from Democrats, it's actually offensive to you.
Very offensive. If I have to have an ID to get on a plane, to enter certain office buildings, to drive, to apply for anything out there, why can't I have an ID to vote? It's ridiculous. Now, I understand if people don't have a passport, but a basic ID, a state ID, not even a driver's license, but an ID. And all these people that are getting freebies from the Biden White House, you have to have an ID for that. And as I've said on the show numerous times, the people that are in their 80s and 90s now, they were born, let's say, in 1935 or in the 40s. They have IDs. They had to have an ID to work. So what is this? We can't get an ID. That story is so old and dated. Again, another talking point that Republicans need to jump on, as opposed to saying, get the ID. I mean, that's the problem with the Republicans, Andrew. We don't know how to fight. President Trump showed us how to fight, but now we're regressing back. There are a few of us that can fight, but then some of us will just give in, like Mitch McConnell, give in to the infrastructure thing and raise the debt ceiling. We're just going to give in and we have a plan and we're not going to help you anymore. But when Trump was in the office and he said, build a wall, you guys were shy about it. You didn't want to do it. You were kicking the can. Oh, no, I don't know if we can support that. And you controlled both houses. This is what I don't get. You guys are so stupid. Yes, I said it, and wanted to appease the Democrats. Look at what Chuck Schumer came out and did. Once Mitch McConnell gave in and took it up the butt, which he did do, he bent over like a nice little boy and took it up the butt, Chuck Schumer comes out and just eviscerates him. He knew this wasn't going to work, so he had to do what Democrats wanted him to do. Have you no shame, Mitch McConnell? So if you're going to bend then, you're going to bend when it comes to voter ID. Stop bending. Stand up. Grow some balls. Get a spine. Push back. Clean up this whole voter mess. Have voter integrity. Fight back. When we take the House in 2022, and both houses in 2024, for Pete's sake, fight back. Push your agenda through. Make certain that we have voter integrity. Fight like there's no tomorrow. Stay together. Get rid of the rhinos. Get rid of the old people. Put in fresh blood, new blood, because that's what we need, Andrew. We need people that are going to take this fight all the way and not give in, because we have given up too much ground. As so many of our guests have said, too much ground. And it's time to reclaim it. It is time to fight back and be counted. We've got to. We have no other choice.
Yeah, in 2022, for me, it's not just about taking back the House and Senate. It's about taking it back with the right candidates. I mean, you've got Mitch McConnell and 10 other traitors who went along with just bailing out Joe Biden and the Democrats. And then Chuck Schumer completely throws it in their face. Mitch McConnell is still acting like this is still a give and take political environment. And as I said before, all the Democrats ever want to do is take. They never want to give an inch on any of their stances. And you have the Republicans each and every time who collapse to the Democrats' demands. You remember, each and every year, President Trump would have to threaten to shut down the government because the budget was so bad. And these rhino Republicans would go right along with these high spending Democrat bloated budgets. It's just ridiculous. And it is so old to see that these rhino Republicans just don't have a brave bone in their body and continue to go along.
It's because they're afraid. They're scared. Like I said, they're scared of their shadow. They're scared that people won't love them. They're scared that people won't like them. They're not going to like you or love you regardless as to what you do. You have to stand by your principles. As we always say, as you always say, Andrew, at the end of the story, at the end of the show, stand for something or fall for nothing. And it's such a true saying. If you're not standing up for something, you will fall for nothing. And people say, well, what do you mean by the nothing? Well, what they're pushing is nothing. It's nonsense. And you'll fall for it every time. So while some might think that it's a double negative, well, the people that are falling for nothings are negatives. Let's just face it. You have to be able to stand for something. Stand by your conviction and not be afraid. And in today's society, what we see, what we're facing right now, it couldn't be any more true. Standing up for our rights. You have people that aren't politicians that are standing up. You have parents that are standing up against school boards where they're trying to counsel them. Look at Joe Biden's Justice Department. He's weaponizing them against American citizens because we're standing up and we're saying, we don't want this crap taught in our schools. We want to know what's being taught. We don't want critical race theory. And then you have Merrick Garland sicking the Department of Justice, the FBI, on these parents. Well, if they threaten the parents, I mean, threaten the teachers. How are they threatening the teachers? Because they exchange harsh words. How are they threatening the teachers? Because they say, we don't want this and you need to listen to us because we pay your salary. Well, look at what Joe Biden is doing. He's threatening people if they don't take the vaccine. He's going to take away their livelihood. So are they going to arrest him? But we have good American citizens, red-blooded Americans, standing up, wanting to be heard. But you want to shut them down, shut them up, because you don't like what they're saying. Merrick Garland. I mean, can you imagine? I'm so glad we missed that bullet. He wanted to be on the Supreme Court. Can you imagine had they put him on the court? He comes across as being so genteel and so soft and so kind, but he's a devil in disguise. And we're now learning that his son-in-law is pushing literature about critical race theory, his daughter's husband. So he's benefiting from it. His family will benefit from it, selling supplies to school systems, just like Hunter Biden, using the White House, access to his father, to enrich his family. And the media says absolutely nothing about it. Look at the people who have gotten rich. Look at Nancy Pelosi. How is it that she's a millionaire off of a government salary? Well, she's been giving all these trade secrets to her husband, who's an investor. Look at Maxine Waters. And Republicans, they see it and they say nothing about it. But if it were their own, the Democrats were coming after, oh, they would throw that person under the bus. What is the senator's name? I almost called it the guy with the China, with the hottie from China, Eric Swalwell. Why hasn't Republicans gone after him a lot more? Why isn't his name in the news? He was sleeping with the enemy. Hunter Biden, God knows who he was sleeping with. And his laptop, the things that I've heard on the laptop, that if I were to access that laptop, they would probably come and arrest me because of the material that's there. Hint, hint, information with minors shouldn't be there. But he's given a free pass. He's off selling paintings that you have dead painters who are popular and more famous can't command the amount of money that he's commanding for that chicken scratch that he's putting out there. But no one is saying anything about it. Conservatives will talk about it, but then they'll pivot and go on to something else, the next scandal. The conservative networks, they'll talk about it, then they'll pivot, thank God for Newsmax, because they'll stay on it. And this is where we are with conservatives. We keep pivoting, we keep rolling over, we don't do anything about it, and then we wonder why we're in the shape that we're in. We've got to do a better job. We have got to wake up, Andrew. We've got to.
Yeah, and this brings me back to the horrible job that the Republican Party did when President Trump was impeached for the situation with the Ukraine. The Democrats have not wanted the American people to know that Joe Biden is owned by China and the Ukraine, since his son has taken millions and millions of dollars from the both of them. And there's a lot of evidence that says a lot, some of that money was filtered into Joe Biden himself. The Republicans did a horrible job spreading that message during this entire phony impeachment, when they accused President Trump of trying to send a foreign country against Hunter Biden. But what the real story for me was is that Joe Biden was corrupt and his son was taking payoffs on his behalf. I mean, that's what President Trump and Mayor Rudy Giuliani were alluding to. And that was just another situation where the Republicans did not do a good job of picking up on that message.
No, we didn't do a good job. We talked about it, and then we immediately pivoted away. And that is the reason why here on our show, we keep bringing these issues up night after night after night. I don't care if people are tired of hearing about them, but if we don't talk about them, they'll be brushed up under the proverbial rug and no one will talk about them. People will forget about them. I mean, case in point, when we brought up Mark Milley and what he did calling China, and you have all these people trying to make excuses. Oh, well, he did the right thing. But then you look at General Flynn, and they just destroyed the man's livelihood. Look at Rudy Giuliani. They're destroying him. They didn't even want to mention him on 9/11. It was all about Joe Biden. And retelling the story of 9/11, that some of the Muslims were good. Well, I'm sure some of them were good, the ones that didn't try to kill us, but the others were bad. They were radical. But this is what you see nonstop, because people seem to be afraid to talk about it. I mean, in some ways, I can't, you know, I don't want to blame them, but those that have the big platforms, they should talk about it nonstop. Those with smaller platforms will get deplatformed from social media. You look at the other day, this woman coming out claiming that Facebook is bad and they do X, Y, Z. I called it from day one. Go back and look at a couple of our shows. I said that we already knew that. Why are we having her coming up to the House before the Democrats committee that's investigating January 6th so that she can say, oh, well, it was all planned on Facebook and we need to stop Facebook? Well, so were the riots during the spring and summer of 2020 planned on Facebook. And so were so many other instances planned on Facebook to attack conservatives. And I don't see anyone trying to go after Facebook for that. We've got to look at what the left is doing, because they are very clever. They'll make you think that they're trying to punish themselves, but in actuality, they're coming after conservatives. They want to be able to silence conservatives. They don't want us to have a voice. They don't want us to have a platform. They want everyone to think that we're crazy and that we're racist. And we are allowing them to do it by not standing up and pushing back. We have to stand up. We have to push back 24/7. That is the name of the game. We've got to stop trying to fundraise off of being in the minority, off of people attacking us, and start fundraising off of this is what we will do to take our country back. We will fight for our country. Trump is the only person who could say it. We can say it. And we can say it nonstop and we can be eloquent with it. But if we continue to concede ground and constantly pivot when they pivot and praise them because we think, oh, they're doing a good job and they're not, we're only saying it just to win favor, we will lose. I mean, case in point, again, look at Chuck Schumer. Worked out a deal with Mitch McConnell. And what does Chuck do? He goes on the House floor and just like eviscerates Mitch McConnell. And then you have Joe Manchin in back of him putting his hand on his head and shaking his head saying, oh my God, what are you doing? Dude, you didn't even have this deal. Had he not agreed to raise the debt ceiling, you probably would have been shaking in your shoes, afraid that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was going to primary you during your next election as a senator. So they gave you a little bit, and what do? You throw it in their face. So I hope Mitch McConnell is proud of himself and all the other leadership members that agree with Mitch McConnell. The Democrats could have raised a debt ceiling all by themselves. Do you think they would have helped Republicans? Absolutely not. They would have laughed in their faces. So I don't know what Mitch was thinking. He didn't have to do anything, and the Democrats could have done it themselves. We're always trying to reach across the aisle. And for what? It's not going to help us. It's going to make us look weak. If you see that your enemy is killing himself, let him do it. Just sit back and let them do it. But we don't. We want to step in and give them a helping hand.
We see this weak Republican Party and we badly need to address it and get it fixed. And hopefully 2022 is the time. And back to this election fraud, which is what the theme of our whole show is tonight. This race in California with Governor Gavin Newsom, we were seeing the recall. We gave lots of coverage to this election. We were hoping that California would vote on real change. It turned out with quite lopsided results. Unfortunately, Gavin Newsom won by a wide margin. And we were asking ourselves, what happened here? It seemed like everyone was so mad at Gavin Newsom. He shut down the economy. People couldn't go to work. People lost so much money. Everyone's moving to Texas. Everyone's moving to Florida, getting out of California. Yet somehow they re-elect this guy. It makes absolutely no sense. I'm really looking forward to speaking with our guest, Rhonda Furin, in the second half about exactly what she thinks went on. Because, Rob, you and I talked about it. We just don't understand it.
Well, you know, we also had another candidate on, Diego Martinez. And when I broached the matter and I said, you know, election fraud, he immediately said, okay, that's fine. But we've got to look at what we didn't do right, meaning conservatives. What didn't we do? Who didn't we go out and convince? Who didn't we reach out to say, vote for us? So he said, okay, we can say election fraud, but he said he himself didn't do some of the things that he should have done. Maybe people weren't educated enough as to how they were supposed to vote. And if we were unable to take out Gavin Newsom, who else will we not be able to take out? Because they're like pulling themselves together and standing together and building a front. This is impenetrable. You cannot impregnate this. We will knock you down. And lo and behold, Gavin Newsom walked right in there. Now, if some of you think that there is another reason why there's some other forces were at play, please contact us. Go to the podcast and give us your thoughts. We want to hear. Maybe we're on the wrong track. But from what we have heard and people coming on here and what they've said, we could have possibly pulled this off had people understood what was at stake, had they understood the election laws, had they marked the ballots correctly. But, you know, it didn't happen. So we're stuck with Gavin Newsom again. And his whole thing with mail-in ballots and making it mandatory. The other day I heard, Andrew, that he's now going to make it mandatory that all children have to be vaccinated. Soon as they roll it out, they want the five-year-olds. Can you imagine? I am not against vaccines. But can we not wait a while? Why the push? And this whole breakthrough, it makes absolutely no sense. If you knew that all this was at stake, if you knew that this man was going to continue to sink California into the Pacific Ocean, why wouldn't you fight like hell to say, let's make certain that the voting is legitimate? Let's make certain that we know who's doing what. Let's make certain that we have people counting the votes. If you felt that there was going to be voter fraud, and I speak about this now, come 2022, conservatives are saying voter fraud. Please, by all means, get involved, reach out to the election attorneys that are truthful, that are good, and won't be easily swayed by 30 pieces of silver and gold, and make certain that they're looking at this. Make certain that the precincts are the right precincts. We can very easily, Andrew, in my opinion, get a handle on this if we really wanted to and believed in it. But you can't stand by and say it didn't exist. Oh, it was just a small amount, because any amount of voter fraud, in my opinion, is not good. If we're here in the United States, an election should be so sacred. We're not in some Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse kingdom whereby anything goes. This is not a school election. We should understand what's happening, and we should want the truth to come out. And we should want integrity.
Yeah, I hope you're right. We do get a handle on this. Liberals And the elite always tip their hands on what they're going to do. You all remember months before the 2020 election, it was this election could take weeks to figure out who the winner is. Now going into 2022, you see them desperate to pass these new bills to make voter fraud even more prevalent. We have to stop the bleeding until we can get some real America First people in and make the changes the American people badly want. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. You can also head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com. Check out the COVID Q&A with Dr. Peter McCullough on there. It's a great question and answer segments. And to get all the best information on COVID-19, I recommend you guys go and check that out. We'll be back on After Dark with Rob and Andrew with our guest, Rhonda Furman.
Let's get real. Let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is McCullough Report. Are you tired of your tired vitamins? Consider Healthy Cell. These are pill-free vitamins that are in convenient gel packs. I like the Focus and Recall supplement. I use this a lot. You know, your brain uses a lot of energy, and it depends on a variety of micronutrients and vitamins. Boost your short-term focus and long-term brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus and Recall vitamins. So go to HealthyCell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for a 20% off your first order of any HealthyCell product. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Each of us is born with 30 trillion cells that make us. These cells determine how we feel, perform, sleep, focus, and how long we live. And to live our best life, all we have to do is feed our cells. But most food and supplements don't reach our cells, keeping us from reaching our full potential. Make every cell count with Healthy Cell. Founded with a mission to empower people to take control of their own health at the most fundamental level, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, world-renowned cell researcher and medical doctor, created supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. And that's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
While the cancel culture is determined to destroy our history, bringing violence and terror to city streets, America Out Loud will enhance its own message of love and honor for the American traditions and constitutional values that have always been the backbone of what America means: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. And our guest is Rhonda Furman. And as we were saying at the top of the hour, we don't understand how Gavin Newsom was not recalled. Now, we're looking at it, and of course, we're saying, what didn't the voters do? Maybe there was election fraud. I think that there was some election fraud, especially with people who shouldn't be voting, voting. But at the same time, I was hoping that Californians would have gone to the polls in droves and said, we want this guy out. We want him out now, because it's not working. He has destroyed our beautiful state with homelessness, with crimes, with illegal aliens, and now the vaccine mandates that he wants to push on kids as old as 5 and probably younger. He doesn't care. He doesn't want chartered schools. He wants your kids attending public schools where they can be indoctrinated and become little activists while his brood attends private schools. He wants you to stay inside with your mask on while he and his wife are out partying at the French Laundry. He wants to live behind a gated community while the homeless is outside your doors. So taking all that into consideration, I would have thought that this would have been a slam dunk deal, Andrew, that they would have just kicked the guy out, that we would have walked up the next day and say, wow, they really wanted him out. But that was not to be. It didn't happen. Now, I know some are saying, well, we had too many candidates running and, you know, we couldn't decide. It doesn't matter. If I was given the opportunity to kick out a do-nothing socialist who cares nothing about me as an American citizen, who favors illegals over my rights, within a heartbeat, I would have gotten the guy out. But it didn't happen. What did happen? He's still in office and he's still running things like a dictator. And this will embolden him and the Democrats to think that in 2022, we're going to win again. And 2024, they will win again. We have to save California. I mean, Andrew, what other recourse do they have?
Absolutely none. They have to get rid of this guy. He's coming up for re-election again soon. And California hopefully figures out what they need to do to get this under control, because we've all seen the amount of election fraud that takes place in California, the amount of illegals, the amount of ballot harvesting. It's just ripe for fraud, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, they do know it, but they don't want to talk about it. And as I said, conservatives, they're just there with their hands folded. But they better wake up, because the Democrats are not playing with us. They are out to win this. They want to turn the entire country into socialism. And what I find interesting is that all these individuals, if they're letting come here, by 2024, we'll probably have over 2 million illegal immigrants in this country, including the 30,000 Afghanistanis that were flying over here unchecked for IDs or unchecked to know if they were radicals or not. And as far as being tested for COVID, oh, you can forget about that. They don't have to test for COVID. And neither do the Mexicans that are coming over, or the Haitians, because they're in the clear. They can't be bothered with such. They can come in, not test it, go out in public. They can party, they can dance, get on public assistance without IDs. They can even vote without IDs. But you, as an American, you better not leave your house without that mask on. You better not try and go to work without that mask on. Don't even think about going to the gym without the mask on. And if you haven't been vaccinated, forget about it. You're unemployed. And don't, by the way, think about getting unemployment, because you were fired justly and you're supposed to be an American citizen. So they're stripping away all of your rights as a citizen, and they're creating new individuals to take your place. And those new individuals that are coming here, the 2 million plus illegals and the 30,000 Afghanistanians, they will be the new voters. They will be the new voting bloc. Do not doubt me when I say this. Do not think that this is far-fetched, because it is here right now. You better wake up. You had better wake up, because we have talked about this before and now it's real time. And that is the reason why we reached out again to Rhonda Ferrum, who has been on the show multiple times, to talk about her run for the governor of California. She's now on tonight, as we said, to try to help us make sense of all this as to what happened. Rhonda, thank you for coming on. How are you tonight?
Okay, I'm doing very well. You know, they have until October 14th to certify this race. So it has not yet been certified or determined. So, you know, a lot of people that say that he hasn't been recalled yet, you know, let's just see whether they certify this or not as a recall or not. On election night at 8:01, they came out and said, this was actually CNN, said 67% voted no on recall. Now, the next day, or it was within 48 hours, another media outlet in LA came out and said 85% voted yes. Well, we all know California doesn't know how to do any math here at all, but you know, that just doesn't add up. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I do suggest anybody and everybody to go read what my good friend, Richard Michael wrote on Big Bad Bonds. You know, when I was campaigning for Congress and governor, you know, I was telling people to go to his website, because he goes in depth where all this election fraud has been through our unions, through our school system, through the illegal voting that's been going on with actually corrupt public officials that have actually been taking over this state for such a long time. So I do suggest you going there. And he actually wrote a 26-page article in which my name is quoted in there on how it was done through the governor's statements and through those voter guides. You know, 80% of the voters knew what they were going to vote already. So what determines a race is that 20% that turned to that voter guide. And, you know, Gavin Newsom, I don't know if you saw any of those voter guides, but he had a statement in there that was illegally written up that shouldn't have been there. And when people sit there and say, was he recalled? I heard you talk earlier, like, why didn't they recall him? I believe he was recalled. I mean, I was out in the field, you know, running for Congress back in 2019. And people were saying back then that how bad they disliked our governor and why hasn't he been recalled? There was several attempts to recall him. And, you know, I was out there reaching out to Democratic voters, independent voters, as well as Republican, because I was a lifetime Democrat before I was Republican. And the consensus was, you know, we just want our governor recalled. And this was back in 2019. So I really feel that he was recalled. And as far as, you know, my total votes, I don't know if you saw the total that all these candidates got. But I nearly came in last place again, like I did with Congress, which I know is wrong, because I know several people who have come out said that they voted for me. One person came out and said, Rhonda, I voted for you and 50 of my friends voted for you. There's 51 votes for you. I have another person that came out and said, Rhonda, I voted for you and so did like 100 of my relatives and friends. They all voted. And so right there is like over 150 votes. It says that I only received 118 votes. Well, that's, I can add people, you know, that is more than 118. I also know that I reached out to certain organizations and certain groups of people. You know, I'm not going to tell you which ones. But there were four different groups of different people with, you know, organizations and whatnot. And they all came back and said, Rhonda, thousands of people within our groups all voted for you. Once again, I can add. And I sit there and go, where did all these votes go? Another thing is people don't realize I was an educator in LA County. LA County, which is dominantly... they say is Democrat. Well, no, it's not. LA County is Republican. I worked there. I worked with these families. Mind you, I worked with thousands of students and their families that are now able to vote. They all voted for me. You can't say a teacher of 26 years is not going to win over every single one of her students' votes and their families. I was just with Mark Moiser at the Chino Tea Party meeting this last week. And he said that the voter that came out in the biggest force for this recall was first time voters that have never even voted in a general election. I knew that to be true, because I was out there with a lot of the you know, 18 to 20-year-old kids out there, and they were all saying, yo, Miss Furin, we're voting for you. We all voted for you. All of our friends voted for you.
Rhonda, that's impressive, that to have individuals saying that they voted for you, but then when it's time for them to count the votes, it's a different story. Now, something that you said that I want to revisit as far as the voter certification. So you said they have until October 14th. To certify those votes. What Yes. are you hearing on the ground? Do they think they'll certify the votes? Because I've spoken to someone from California and she said she called the elections office and they told her they hadn't even counted her votes.
That's true. Yes, that's so, true. You're right.
With the numbers that they have, do you think those numbers will change, or do you think that they're padding the numbers as we speak?
Well, you know what? I already had an attorney. You guys know that I had an attorney to get my name on the ballot. Okay. Right. My attorney, yes. And I'm filing again. And they know that I've already, my attorney's right there. He's ready to go. You know, he's a bulldog and he's ready. And they know that there was fraud that happened. And these are felonies. Okay. What they have done, it will put that, lock them up for a long time. And they know that I'm not stopping because I never once stopped, even though the Secretary of State lost two of my checks and two of my filings when I initially filed to be on this ballot August 1st of 2020. You know, they know that I don't give up and I keep going. And so, yeah, there's votes that are not counted right now that we don't know where they are. So, and a lot of Republicans went to vote in person and they were told that they already voted.
Yeah, I remember that.
You heard that? Yeah, I heard that too. Well, you know what? That would be, you think that if I showed up with my ballot in my hand and I was told I already voted, I would know whether I voted or not. I wouldn't leave until I was given that opportunity to vote.
But many other people, right, once they were told, and this is what I never understood, once they were told that, oh, you've already voted, and they said, well, who did I vote for? And they couldn't tell them. And it seems as if though they just left it at that. And what's equally disturbing is that if you hear this is going on, why didn't the GOP say, well, let's investigate. Let's see what happened. And I don't care, as I've said before, if it was only a one-off incident, it still mattered because that one-off could have changed the outcome of the election. So when I see GOP members saying, oh, well, yeah, maybe it did happen, but still it's not enough to change this. But we shouldn't have this and are voting, period. There should be voter integrity. Now, Rhonda, have you conceded the race?
No, I have not conceded. I have not conceded. And I saw, you know, Larry Elder conceded, all these others conceded, and I'm sitting here going like, and I'm posting that night, and I said, I'm not conceding. I never even conceded my congressional race back in March of 2020. I mean, I'm just like, what happened here? You know, especially when I knew I had somebody that was seeing real-time votes happening, and all of a sudden, my tally is zeroing out. I'd get up to 2,000 votes, all of a sudden, I drop down to zero. I'd get up to 2,000 votes and I'm going like, what in the world's going on? So when they sit there and say that these election machines are not connected to the Wi-Fi, they're lying. That's a bald-faced lie right there. We already know that. And I know this for a fact because I ran with a guy by the name of Billy Early who ran for congressional seat. I can't remember which one he was going for, 44, I believe it was. He was able to see the real time where they bring in the ballots into the election registrar's office, where all of a sudden the tapes, you know, where they're being recorded, were cut and pasted. And he's like, look at Rhonda. And I said, oh, yeah, I know how that works. So anybody that's got these security cameras, they can just cut and paste those ever how they want. And then when you realign it, it doesn't fit, you know. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at what Billy Early is showing me on what's going on in LA. And I said, oh boy. And I don't know if people realize LA, Tom Fitton actually was able to prosecute in LA because there was like 1.5 million extra votes in LA a couple years ago. And you know, nobody heard about that.
No one heard about it. So Rhonda, where do you go from here? Let's play out two scenarios. Let's say the 14th comes and they certify the votes. What would be your next recourse? Would you at that point concede?
No, because I never conceded my congressional race either. You know, I know that there's so much fraud going on.
Right.
No, like I said, you know, I have an attorney on this. Let's see where it goes. And, you know, I'll never give up. You know, I know that there's other people, like there's Wendy Rogers in Arizona that's working on getting a full 50 state audit. you know, and, you know, I'll work with that. We need a full 50 state forensic audit going on, and California's got to, you know, start signing that. And, you know, people need to step up here. They need to stand up, because there's a lot of people that realize that they've been probably voting Republican for many years, and their vote has just been crossed off. You know, you don't tell me that a red state that was fully red under Reagan not too long ago just did a you know, full 360 turn. No, that we don't do that. You know, I believe we're still a very conservative state. You know, it's just a few that have tried to think that they could run this state with your dollar. And, you know, it's all about your tax dollars and increasing, you know, the price of everything. You know, I just look at the homelessness. I look at the garbage. I look at our rising gas prices, people leaving, you know, the rent going skyrocketing. It's just unheard of. You know, it's sad that we even see Elon Musk now pack up and leave, you know. And
that's huge. That's huge for him to leave, to say, hey, screw this state. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. And you would think, again, conservatives will look at that and say, hey, this is an inroad that we need to tread on. We need to, like, really put this out there and let people know companies are leaving. And you'll be left with big tech, who thinks they control the entire world. And for the most part, they're controlling the dissemination of information. But once the jobs start to leave, that once beautiful state will collapse. And maybe that's what Gavin wants. Maybe he wants all the people to move out, and then he'll just create an encampment for illegal aliens coming from Mexico and say, hey, here is your state. We give it back to you. And as I have said so many times, that is a bunch of hogwash. Things change. You can't give someone something that they never owned and they never had. Their descendants are dead and gone. Get over it. Let's move forward. Conservatives have got to wake up and start pushing the right agenda and getting people to understand this. That is a reason why we come on Monday through Friday, to educate people and get people to focus on the big prize, as opposed to stepping back and looking at, well, how can we correct the past? No, we have to move forward. We acknowledge the past. We don't forget it, but we have to move forward. So, Rhonda, what do you think at this stage of the game Republicans need to do to ensure that 2022 and 2024 are successful elections with voter integrity? Because as I said, the man that's there now, Newsom, has said, we're going to continue with mail-in ballots. How do we get around this? What is the next step for Republicans?
Well, like I said, I was with Mark Moisner the other day, and he's running for U.S. Senate. And he basically said, you know, we need to get an army out there with boots on the ground that needs to get out there and educate these people and be door knocking and reaching out to all these people about, you know, what is really going on in the state. You know, and we need to start he started fundraising, and he says we just need to get out there and rally and keep this going so that it doesn't, you know, die down and we just accept it. And it's time to rally. You know, I don't know if you saw President Trump's rally the other day too. I mean, he's out there rallying.
Oh, it was powerful. It was powerful.
He was out there rallying, and that's basically what needs to happen. You know, you need to get out there and get in everybody's face. You know, I spent a day in Inglewood too, you know, campaigning, and it was out there at a registrar's office when it was open, or election poll site. And, you know, I don't think people realize how much money is being poured into that community, you know, with that SoFi and those two NFL teams over there. And then the Forum's going to be rebuilt. And I heard the Clippers are going there. I was just appalled when I was driving around looking at some of the schools, and I said, this is unacceptable. I mean, the amount of local money going into that community, you would think that you would have all brand new schools within 2 years. 2 years. And I keep bringing up that I was, you know, went to this Chino Tea Party meeting with Mark Moiser. I'm sitting at a table and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden the lady sitting next to me at my table, she's like, I'm a teacher in Inglewood. And I said, oh boy. I said, what is going on there? And she says, yes, Rhonda, you know, I heard you speak about that the other day. And she goes, that's why I'm reaching out. And she's like, something really has to be done. And I said, yes, people need to wake up. And she basically said, she's getting a coalition of people to actually defund the teachers union, because the teachers union is literally ruining this state here. You know, that the California Teachers Association.
I have heard about it. Just like in New York City, they are powerful and they donate this money nonstop. And that's another area that Republicans, conservatives should look at wrestling away from the Democrats. You look at how they have like put their stamp on COVID-19 and what should and what shouldn't happen. They're right in the middle of the CDC. I no longer trust the CDC, Center for Disease Control. I thought they were independent, but they have shown me that they cannot function independently when they're getting talking points from these big teachers unions. And of course, the teachers union, they own the Democrat Party. Conservatives have got to wake up. We have got to wake up, because if we don't, we will consistently and continuously lose elections. And this shouldn't be this way. We have a voice just like everyone else, and people want to know what we're saying, and they would follow us and understand where we're coming from if we stop standing on the sidelines looking and watching the Democrats take away what belongs to us.
Yes, correct. You know, I just saw on the news today, it was like something about Southwest Airlines canceled a lot of flights, you know, and people are saying that, you know, they're realizing what's going on. It's about that mandated what's that, the vaccination that they want everybody to have. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's basically what that was all about. And people are saying that there was a file, a case filed in L.A. I think it was the firefighters in L.A. filed a $1.7 billion case against the mandate of vaccinations. So it's waking up. We're going to see a lot more people just stopping and saying, hey, we're not going to take this anymore.
Right.
And
enough is enough. They can't.
Enough is enough. And they're done. You know, the firefighters in LA have spoken. Okay. That the Southwest Airlines has spoken. We're going to see more people come up and stand up and say, enough is enough. We're not going to take this anymore.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see if the parents of California step up and stand up starting next year. Thank you so much to our guest tonight, Rhonda Furin, former Miss Minnesota and former Teacher of the Year, for joining us. To keep track with what Rhonda is up to, go to rhondafurin.com. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who just recently celebrated its 5th anniversary. The website looks great. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.